Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. You're going to have to put your thinking caps on today. I assure you, you're going to have to listen to this show again. This is my 80th show, I believe. Every time I do a show at this point, I have to really start to reach deeper. And that's going to mean you're going to have to reach deeper. But there's big payoff, and you'll see an example of that big payoff today, if you can follow this. So really concentrate, because I want to give you a perspective you've got to have if you intend on healing, if you intend on maintaining or ever getting your health radiantly, or your chronic illness to turn to radiant health. You have to get a perspective on holistic medicine. Now, I think we could all generally admit, most of us, the vast majority, before we get into holistic medicine, your chiropractor, your acupuncturist, your nutritionist, before you go to holistic medicine, you've been to the allopath, and you sit there in that five-minute office visit at some overly crowded clinic somewhere, and you get the second sense that your MD is buried. Well, he is buried, and we don't need to get into that. He's certainly not answering your questions. And lots of you don't get results, so where do you turn to? Holistic medicine. In fact, harshly speaking, I would say holistic medicine rides on the default of allopathic medicine. There's a perspective. Holistic medicine only exists because allopathic medicine doesn't do anymore what we want it to do. So you see your chiropractor or your nutritionist or your acupuncturist or your naturopath or your massage therapist or your psychologist. And lots of you, not all of you, but lots of you spin 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. How many patients I've seen that come in and they literally bring a stack of files, maybe 3 feet high, 3 feet high, composing 10 years of seeing dozens of different practitioners. And they're spinning. There's lots of people like that. So if that's you, you need to listen. But then there's the other you I'm talking to today. And that's the you that has your health. You're fortunate enough to have your health, but you want radiant health. This is a new market, in a sense. I'm 50. Lots of people are 50, 55, 60. And the amazing thing, when I think of myself as a little boy, looking at your average 60-year-old, they were missing half their teeth, sitting in a rocking chair, thinking about eking out the next 20 years playing with their grandkids. I don't see that as much anymore. I see 60-year-olds that want second careers. I see 60-year-olds that want relationships because the first one didn't work. I see people at 60 who want to be vibrant. And if that's you, if you want to turn your gray hair black, you need to listen. Because buried in the core of holistic medicine are these answers, but you are not getting them. And I'm not going to point the finger today. I'm not going to point the finger at you. I'm not going to point the finger at your doctor. I'm not even going to point the finger at the schools we doctors graduate from. I'm just going to say that we are over our heads. That's what I'm going to say. We're Americans. We're young. We shoot for the stars. And really, we are just on the cusp of understanding. So our ambitions, let us say, exceed our knowledge base. And that's what I'm going to blame this on today, because I'm going to point a lot of fingers. I have to. or this isn't going to end. You know, I do that school, which you should all sign up for, the Medici Institute. The reason I do it is I don't even relate to helping people anymore unless they want to give hours in a year to education. I don't understand how this can be done anymore. The old models are dead. All right, so here's the first point. This is the way it's supposed to work in holistic medicine, and it's not the way it works. When you walk through the door, the first thing your holistic doctor is supposed to do, and again, I'm not blaming anybody, but the first thing your holistic doctor is supposed to do is measure or test or assess your body's ability to shift into parasympathetic dominance. Parasympathetic dominance. If this is the first time you've heard the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc, show number 2. If you listen to the show every week, as most of you do, I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Parasympathetic dominance. Do you have an experience in your body that tells you you really and truly know how to get your body relaxed? Do you respond to touch? Do you melt to touch? When the hairdresser washes your hair, when you go see your hairdresser, who you've known longer than you've known many of your friends, and they rub their hands into your scalp, do your feet start to tingle? When your lovers hug you, does your body melt? When you stretch your body, do you get that circulation through it? Does that glow begin to develop? Now, be real clear about this, because lots of people do not know what I'm talking about. Lots of people have a little bit of this. Some people understand this as well as your cats and dogs and children understand this. You have a great variety, diversity of people having and living in varying degrees of autonomic balance. Autonomic balance, meaning the autonomic nervous system, the nerves to your organs know how to slow down and rest, and you have the physical experience of it. But here's the thing. If you don't have a lot of that experience, that has to be figured out. If you don't have a clue, and we're going to get to that today, about that experience, you are not going to heal so fast. You certainly are not going to be the poster boy. You certainly cannot expect 2 or 3 or 5 or 6 or 10 sessions to do it. And yet you are consistently told this. I have a big problem with that. Holistic medicine has destroyed itself because of that. They have hurt themselves irreparably. They have hurt you irreparably. And again, I'm not pointing fingers. And I'm not being tongue-in-cheek. I'm absolutely sincere. Your holistic doctors get no concept of this in school. None. They are taught in practice management seminars none of what I'm saying today. So I'm going to the public. I'm going public. I'm coming out of the closet. And I'm telling you the inside track on what you're spending your money on. Because you deserve it. And we're going to come out of this more unified. So this isn't about getting huffy about other people. It's about understanding the American culture, holistically speaking, is rather ignorant. We're very young in our journey. And we're making some serious mistakes. The biggest one is we don't respect parasympathetic dominance. Parasympathetic. We don't understand that the gatekeeper, the man at the door that takes your money, has to ask you, where are you in your relative ability to shift from sympathetic dominance into a deeply relaxed state? Because if you don't do that well, if you have limited capacity, it completely and totally controls the rate at which you're going to heal. In fact, all these therapies, chiropractic, osteopathic, acupuncture, yoga, tai chi, qigong, kung fu, deep tissue massage, reiki massage, Alexander, Feldenkrais, Rolfing, Heller work, Aston patterning, the list is infinite, and we make a new one up every day. All of them are just exercises to get you to shift into your parasympathetic nervous system. That's it. I can leave now. We're 9 minutes into the show, and that's all I have to say. Now, I am being tongue-in-cheek. But if you can understand this, if you can reach deep on this, again, this is a functional concept. You spend your time listening to shows from Mercola to this, to that, to the other thing. You read, you love it, you eat it up. You do not understand that your investiture of your time, your money, and your energy is directly proportional to your ability to shift into the parasympathetic state. That's really big. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc. Get to show number 2. Get Hans Selye's work. Hans, S-E-L-Y-E. The Stress of Life. This isn't voodoo. This isn't the kind of thing that should raise eyebrows. It's not esoteric quackery, although it has been accused of it grossly, innocently, malevolently, evilly, often been accused of just being tomfoolery, quackery. Parasympathetic dominance is real. It is a part of science, and it drives the ability of that chiropractic adjustment to work, of the herb to work, of the psychology session to work, of the yoga session to work, of the massage session to work. In fact, the only thing all these therapies are trying to do is get you to shift into that state so you can receive the work. If you take that aspect out of it, you're wasting your money. Okay, I exaggerated a little. But you are not getting your money's worth, right? We all know everything helps. Everything helps. Can you help me? Yes, I can help you. But that I can help you really isn't what you're asking. You may be asking me that. You may be saying, doctor or therapist or counselor, can you help me? And the doctor or therapist or counselor may be saying, yes, I can help you. But that's not what you are asking. You're asking, is this worth my money? Because I don't have tons of money to spend. Anytime you have a patient or a client that says they don't have the money, 90% of the time, they're saying, your therapy, in my perception, is not worth the money. Fill you in on that one, in case you use that often enough. That's really not what you're saying. When you tell somebody you don't have the money and you're sick, it means you're not certain if the therapy is worth your investment. So we have to be real about that. So there's the first indictment of how we function in holistic medicine. You should be told the truth. Take a little break. I want you to do a Google search on Frank Netter. Frank Netter, N-E-T-T-E-R. Images of the autonomic nerves. If you can do it now, do it now. If you can't, you know, some of these youngins, they type as fast as I talk. And other people, imaging up Frank Netter on Google, you're already on Jupiter. Get hip to the computer. I have people signing into my website. I watch them in my office. It's ridiculous. Come on. How are you going to keep up? Get on there, Frank Netter, images of the autonomic nerves, and see the pictures. You have cords of nerve fibers that grow out of your brain and deliver two types of electrical force to the organs. sympathetic nerves, often colored in as yellow, and parasympathetic nerves, often colored in as green. Green is calm. Yellow is fiery. When you have to get up and run, the sympathetic nerves deliver current to your heart. When they deliver current to your heart speeds up and you can run. If they didn't deliver current to your heart wouldn't speed up and your muscles would cramp because they didn't get the blood. Then there's, you stopped running. You outran the tiger. And you don't have to run anymore. You made it to the cave, thank God. And then you can slow down. And that's when the parasympathetic fibers kick in, the green ones. And when the green ones kick in, your heart slows down. Now, suppose the green ones don't kick in after you ran from the tiger. The yellow ones keep firing because you're always running from the tiger. You had a bad week in the office, and the tiger was chasing you all week long. Every time you turned around, it was trying to bite your tail off. So now, when you're in the cave and you're supposed to be resting, the yellow fibers are still firing. That's what we call sympathetic dominance. You get it? You ever sat down to a meal and you're hungry in a restaurant and then, I don't know, somebody gets sick at a table and the ambulance comes and all of a sudden you lost your appetite? Or there's a car accident down the street and you lost your appetite. Why? You need parasympathetic fibers to allow for digestion. And when those are cut off because you're in sympathetic dominance, understandably, because there's an accident, you lose your appetite. Your brain says, not time to eat. If you eat now, you'll throw up. How about this one? You have to take a urination. You have to go to the bathroom. You really got to go. You got to go so bad. But there's a line. So you can't really cope, and you start screaming. You tell the guy, hurry up. You know, families with a lot of kids know this one. Hurry up, and you start yelling. Suddenly, you don't have to go to the bathroom anymore. You got so angry that your sympathetic nerves turned on, and your parasympathetic nerves, which allow urination or defecation, turn off. You got it. You understand. But if that gets all messed up, you get all messed up. Nothing works. The herbs don't work. You spend your money on the herbs, they don't work. You spend your money on the chiropractic adjustments, it doesn't work. Or it works minimally. You don't get your money's worth, I should say. Okay, scold me. You don't get your money's worth. Shouldn't talk in absolutes, I agree. But you're not going to move quickly, elegantly through a therapy. It's going to make you feel like you're spinning. And if you're really sympathetic dominant, that's a whole other level, gang. Truly sympathetic dominant people need to be told. But you're not. Sympathetic dominant people, and you know who they are. I want you to look in your family. I want you to look in your neighborhood. I want you to look in your stores, in your church, and I want you, this is your assignment, to pick out the sympathetic dominant types. Often they will be linked to serious emotional trauma in childhood. Not always. Inhibited, repressed, stiff around the collar, fuddy-duddy, obsessive-compulsive, anal-retentive. You get the picture. Can't touch their toes. Just get a sense of people who are holding tight. They're not quite there. Go find those people. Are you like that? I want you to be able to identify that person. Your doctors in holistic medicine need to be able to identify those people, because we're asking those people to spend time, money, and energy. And we need to tell them where it's at early on. First visit, second visit. Yeah, sometimes it takes a visit to tell. But you want to be able to know as a doctor within the first couple of visits. And you have to tell your patient, your client. You have to be able to say to them, listen, there's something called the autonomic nervous system. It allows you to shut off and relax, and yours isn't doing it for a whole bunch of reasons. And that means we may move very slowly. In fact, it may mean you shouldn't pay for this therapy. In fact, it may mean you need to leave your profession. In fact, it may mean you need to resolve your relationship. In fact, it may mean you need to resolve your childhood trauma. In fact, it may mean you need to educate yourself more. But doctors don't say that. Again, it's not their fault. They haven't learned it themselves half the time. No, 80% of the time. But even if they know it, guess what? You don't want to hear it. Patients don't want to hear that after they've been well referred by some innocent friend wherever, that the doctor, the esteemed doctor that you've come all this way to have help you, ends up telling you that they can't because you haven't resolved your neurological imbalance. You don't even understand it when they tell you, and you don't want to hear it. So the doctor doesn't say it. Boo-boo. Big, 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 big mistake. Here's the second reason. The doctor does not want to assume the emotional pain of telling you. If you've been through the ringer and you don't even know it, and you've contracted something heavy, something that's chronic, something that keeps you up at night, something that lives with you all the time. You sit on the toilet 2 hours in the morning because of your colitis. Your thyroid gland is irrevocably high. You've got all sorts of issues around your circulation, cardiovascular system. You've got lupus. You've got chronic neck or low back pain. Hundreds of problems. How does the doctor tell you that you're going to go nowhere fast? How does the doctor tell you that the return on your investment, and doctors want, and if you ask me, deserve to be paid well? How does the doctor who sets his rates according to his personal sense of his worth, and that is his entrepreneurial right, as long as we still live in America, which is another story, but that doctor has to tell you you're going to move very slowly through the process. That's painful. It's painful. You already come in dejected, depressed. And then the doctor may be misunderstood when the doctor tells you you're going to move slow. So there's an art to telling a patient that's lived in pain for a year or two or three or five that it's going to take a long time, that they're going to move slow. There's an art to doing that. Most doctors stink at it. Most doctors are afraid to say, your trauma has put you out there, in a sense, paralyzed. It's paralyzed you neurologically. You're not really present in your world because you're holding that pain. It's tough to say. It's tough to say and create an illumination rather than a desecration. But there's an art, and most doctors don't understand that. So you don't want to hear it, and the doctor doesn't want to say it. And then number three, the doctor loses patience. You can lose patience that way. Lots of people aren't ready. So they go, they're not ready, they don't want to hear it, you don't tell them. They do the therapy doesn't work. I'm not making this up. I only want things to work. I came into this game 20 years ago, never got out of school concurrent with practices because I wanted things to work, 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 and work. And I don't see enough of it. And I'm sure I'm very good at what I do. So people don't tell their patients the truth because you lose patients. One, you don't want to hear it. Two, the doctor doesn't know how to say it. And three, the doctor doesn't want to lose patients. Think about it. Have you ever been to a chiropractor or a nutritionist and they've told you right in the first or second session, listen, based on what I see here, this is going to be slow going. Don't expect moderate to dramatic results unless you're thinking about a year to 2 to 5 years of hard work. How often do you hear a friend or how often do you experience a story like that with a holistic practitioner? You don't. Nobody says that. And yet that's the reality. Again, I'm talking about the you if you've got chronic disease. Yeah, you can get rid of hot flashes in 2 weeks. You can improve digestion. You can help your arthritic aches and pains. You can get more energy. You can get a general sense of well-being. Honestly, even if you're poorly trained, a monkey can get you there. Honestly, you could just self-diagnose. And many of you do. That's why we have this industry. You listen, you read, you do this, you do that. Then when you get sick, forget it. Then we see a whole other animal. Then we see the patient, the buyer, the consumer. They run to the medical doctor. Now it's the real thing. Now it's serious. So let's forget about joint ache and pH and muscle ache and you can't think as fast as you used to and the rest of it. Now we got something that's heavier. You see? So, we'll take a pause here. Here's another point. Years ago, holistic medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic, were trying to be reimbursed. And they wanted insurance companies. They wanted your insurance companies to pay the freight. And I remember, this was 20 years ago. 20, 25 years ago, you might not know this, but 20, 25 years ago, holistic medicine was in its golden age. Yeah, right. I know Time Magazine just did a special on it last week or something. I see those things come out every year. They haven't changed in 25 years. They say the same thing. Honestly, nothing's changed. It's the same nonsense. Insurance laughs at us. We are never going to be reimbursed, ever. We went through the golden age of this about 20 years ago or so. I was there in the middle of it. I took the time as a very young chiropractor to get to know the insurance people who were figuring out just how much they'd pay chiropractors, acupuncturists, psychologists, nutritionists. And I used to sit with people. There was a friend of mine I made. His name was Jacob, Sam Jacobs. He worked for New York Insurance, New York Health, something like that. He was an MD. He was a rheumatologist, and he was on the board. And he used to say to me, Vinny, I would love to reimburse for chiropractic and all these other therapies if someone could just show me a model that proves it's cost effective. But when we get in there with the chiropractors, the acupuncturists, the nutritionists, the naturopaths, the massage therapists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they don't know what they're doing. And I will tell you right now, he was right. And he's right today. We gunsling. We throw therapy at you in a disorganized, chaotic, irrelevant way. And when you have actuaries adding up numbers, the numbers always come up short. That is why all this stuff is not reimbursed. You think it's these big, bad guys up there called medical doctors. Medical doctors would have jumped on holistic medicine years ago if they saw statistics that impressed them. I'm going to say this. I don't care how much flack I'm going to get for it, because it's the truth. Medical doctors would jump on this. I don't care how indoctrinated they are. They are human beings. They are good people. They have families. They have children. They're filled with love just like everybody else. And if they were out there in 5 to 10 years of practice and they saw in a statistically appreciable way all these alternative methods working at a statistically significant level, they would be doing it. It's not pharmaceutical. That is a poor me, idiotic attitude toward the consumers who believe in holistic medicine and don't understand why it's not more respected. And it's ridiculous on behalf of holistic doctors to think that that's why they struggle. They struggle because their statistics are not significant. And there's a reason, and I told you the reason. The patient is not screened for autonomic integrity. I'll repeat it. The patient is not screened for autonomic integrity. The truth behind the healing potential of patients and their most vital asset, autonomic balance, it should be part of a cohesive, unified perception that all holistic doctors model their therapy on the back of. Autonomic balance should be something that I can call up a chiropractor in Nashville, Tennessee tomorrow and discuss a patient that neither one of us have ever discussed. And I ought to be able to say, Doc, where's their autonomic nervous system at? If I'm referred a patient, I ought to be able to ask that doctor, where is that patient in the arc of sympathetic, parasympathetic balance? But this is not done. This is not understood. And until it is, the actuaries at Aetna and Allstate are going to laugh their way to the bank. We're never going to get in. You're never going to get compensated. Not that we need to. There's something righteous about paying cash for your therapies. You see, it ought to be that way. It really does. It hurts, but it ought to be that way. When you pay for it, you value it. This handout mentality that we have succumbed to is going to take us down as a nation, and I don't want to go there. But it's appropriate now. There are cities in Los Angeles, counties, sections, where people hold on to this ridiculous notion that someone else should pay. Those people never heal. Never. I never see it. Because they're shifting responsibility, and they live that way. They live that way in every sector of their life. And people like that will not go the distance. If a chiropractor refers a patient with autonomic balance to a nutritionist, the patient will benefit from the nutrition just as they benefited from the chiropractic. If that nutritionist refers that same patient with autonomic balance to a massage therapist or an acupuncturist, the patient will benefit. If you're working with a balanced autonomic nervous system, referrals will always come back to you as a positive. Now, the reverse is true. If a chiropractor has a sympathetic dominant patient and refers that sympathetic dominant patient to the nutritionist, it's the same zero. And if that nutritionist refers it on to the acupuncturist, it's the same minimal gains. And you have lots of people, lots of them, enough to limit and even threaten the existence of the industry. You have lots in this techno electromagnetic mess we've created. Lots of people who are not connected to the earth anymore and live in some frayed disarray of chaotic neurological energy. And you cannot assimilate the herbs this way. So if you can't identify the difference, the referral system doesn't work. You cannot build a model. What's this got to do with you? Shouldn't I be talking to my colleagues? No, I shouldn't. I am talking to you purposely. You're the public. You need to understand who you are. You need to start thinking about where you're at in the pendulum. In your house, a household word. A household word in your home should be autonomic balance. It should be just as much a part of our lingo as the iPad and the iPod. That's how critical this is. So holistic medicine doesn't work this way. The chiropractor just puts his head down, does his thing. The nutritionist just does his thing. And everybody just does their thing, while the patient, after being allopathically exhausted, now becomes holistically exhausted. Hundreds of people. So in the last decade, holistic medicine thought that they'd take this to another level. They got it. They understood that there was more than just what you did. And thus we created the Holistic Health Center. And what do we do there? Well, we hire everybody. You ever been to a holistic health center? We hire everybody. We have a chiropractor. We have an acupuncturist. We have a nutritionist. We have a psychologist. We have a Pilates instructor. We have a yoga instructor. We have deep tissue massage. We have soft massage. We have Swedish massage. We have Reiki and emotional release massage. We have everything you could ever want, because we're truly holistic. Not like those other guys. They just do one thing. We do everything. See, that's a bigger load of nonsense. That's like saying you're going to bake a cake. And the way you bake a cake is you throw in the water and the flour and the butter and the eggs and the sugar, and you shake it up, and voila, you've got a cake. That's how Hostess went out of business. You just can't, in some disorganized, chaotic way, just assemble ingredients. You just don't throw it together. That's not the art of integrated medicine. All right, so your holistic doctor should be telling you, or you should be telling you, where you are in the sympathetic, parasympathetic range, and that it may be slow going or even at a snail's pace until that can be augmented. Now, I'm going to tell you, the American public doesn't have enough education to intelligently select their holistic doctors. My solution is the radio show. My solution is the Medici Institute of Advanced Nutritional Education. My solution is to get it through the head of America that if you're going to expect reasonable, moderate, dramatic gains in chronic illness, you're going to have to get seriously educated. And you can. Skeptic Magazine. Get Skeptic Magazine. Got to get that. Skeptic. Driven by a guy named Michael Shermer. He's a medical doctor that writes the column in Skeptic named Harriet Hall. Harriet Hall, every single month or whenever this comes out, incessantly for years, bashes, destroys, desecrates, criticizes holistic medicine. She, as a medical doctor, is thoroughly convinced it is a crock. It is a lie that anybody that practices it is a quack. Grossly sarcastic. And there's lots of people like this. Lots of people. You meet them at the bank. You meet them in their neighborhood. The moral majority. The conservativists. Studies haven't completely elaborated upon this. And therefore, you must be a maniac to say that that cleanse helped your kidney pain. You see? Think about it. I want you to really land on this. You partake in holistic medicine and you personally find improvement on some level, real improvement. And somebody has the audacity to tell you that you're nuts. They're telling you you're nuts. Do you understand that? They're looking you in the face and saying, no, you're not feeling in your body. What kind of arrogance reserves the right to do that? What kind of arrogance in people reserves the right to tell other people they are not having the experience that they're having? That's a problem. You can't avoid that. No, you try to avoid it. Okay, well, she can think what she wants. Harriet can think what she wants. And Mr. Shermer can publish his magazine. You don't understand, guys. There's no neutrality there. You have to forgive people like this. You do. But you also have to grind their argument to dust. You have to embarrass them. in a loving way. You have to really make them think in the most riveting, powerful infusion of intellect and soul into your argument to shut them up. And I'll tell you why. Because they are going to litigate this profession out of existence. If we don't change, we will not continue to exist. Yeah, that's right. There's lots of people that think like Skeptic Magazine. You got to get the magazine. Do you get the hookup here? What's the hookup? The hookup is, as long as we don't screen for autonomic balance, people like Harriet are never going to see appreciable results. And she's not looking. You know why? Take a guess. Let me ask you a question. Do you think someone that publishes a magazine like Skeptic, do you think someone that writes for a magazine like Skeptic and has spent the last 10 or 15 or however many years it was desecrating holistic medicine is autonomically balanced? This lady is probably so stressed, she's beyond stress. She has no clue, none whatsoever. You'd have to be sympathetic dominant to write for a magazine like that. This is an anal retentive, grossly anal retentive, sympathetic dominant individual with no clue. None. She's not experiencing anything even remotely related to the word energy. She'll study a physics class and admit that it exists. She'll have to concur that the body's an electromagnetic field, but the flow of it perceived by the person who's designated as electromagnetic, that's beyond Harriet's big brain. You know these people. Yes, you do. They're the ones that imprisoned Galileo. They're the ones that have cut the heads off science over the years when it's made its breakthroughs. They are the ones that are consistently arguing against the evolution of our perception of what it is to be human. I'm sorry, but these are true idiots. And yet you have to forgive them. So you can't cop that attitude, but at the same time, you have to be ready to grind them into dust, because this is not neutrality. This is how seriously you need to take this concept of autonomic balance. So we have our responsibility. We have to create a reference point, a model, a phenomenon upon which the success or failure of holistic therapy rides. Again, we have to treat patients with a real sense, and patients have to have a real sense. People have to have a real sense of where they are in the sympathetic, parasympathetic balance and what their God-given aptitude is for moving the ball of health. What their aptitude is for moving the ball of health. What their aptitude is for moving the ball of health. Aptitude, it's an IQ. What is your child's aptitude for learning math? What is your child's aptitude for learning English? What is your child's aptitude for learning gymnastics? What is your child's aptitude for healing illness? What is your child's aptitude for staying healthy? Do you understand? Because if we don't have a concept of this, here is the consequence. Without this concept, we have no way of creating the experiment. Without having a sense of the aptitude of the patient, we have no way of creating the experiment, the all-important experiment. So why doesn't your insurance cover holistic medicine? Why don't medical doctors believe in holistic medicine? Why do chiropractors and acupuncturists and naturopaths have such an amazingly high rate of default when it comes to paying back their loans because they can't make a living? Why are your friends, why are your husbands so skeptical about the money they spend on holistic therapy? And most important, and this is the point, why do so many studies conducted show that holistic therapies are largely inconsequential, barely statistically significant, and on the overall a waste of money? That's Harriet's point. Harriet Hall is saying, and you have to have the guts to read and give her her space. She's saying when we study it, when we design experiment, we don't see result. You know why? They don't know how to design the experiment. They act like scientists. They are not scientists. They are fraudulent because they don't understand how to design the experiment. Their structure stinks. And here's the reason, and you'll understand it, and you'll appreciate it. If I wanted to design an experiment to show how cleansing the body could help low back pain, okay, with, say, 8 different herbs, and I selected people that are sympathetic dominant, like Harriet, okay, and these people live together. They tend to congregate. But if I selected groups of people who are sympathetic dominant and doomed from the beginning, no one is going to heal. And the holistic doctor doesn't even understand how to select people. They don't even understand sympathetic dominance. Harriet doesn't. Holistic doctors don't. So we select people for these studies that should never be selected. They don't qualify. What is the first thing that medical science does before you get into their study? They determine whether or not you qualify for the study. I want you to reach around this concept and get it, gang. When medical research conducts a study, they assess you on the basis of parameters to make sure you qualify for the study. The key qualification necessary to determine whether or not holistic therapy is going to work is autonomic integrity. If you don't have it, you're not allowed to be in the study. 20, 25, 30 years ago, if they had come to chiropractic, if they had come to acupuncture, if they had come to naturopathy, if they had come to massage therapy, and those professions had had enough insight into their own education to say, when you run these studies, if you do not select people with autonomic integrity, by definition, we are going to make the written claim, written, notarized, signed, sealed, and documented, that you're selecting people in the study that we do not deem effective for the study. They would have screened out your sympathetic dominant types. This would have skyrocketed results. This would have taken what was once statistically marginal and made the outcomes heavily significant, dramatically significant. Do you get that? Never a commentary on why and how you spend your time, money, and energy. Never will you hear a commentary more relevant than the one you're hearing today. And I demand that you tell your friends. I demand. I don't need to do this show. I really don't. I am talking to you. I am asking you to open your mouths and have the guts to stand up to the plate and get people to this website. That is not a self-aggrandizing statement on my part. It is a plea from me to you. Get them to straighttalk.cc. They're coming in increasingly from all over the world, and I mean the world. I happily observe New York, Florida, Indiana, Canada, Australia, Europe. That's the power of the web. I can get to you everywhere. But I ask you in Southern California to get out there. I want your comments. I want you to tell me if you understand sympathetic dominance, any experience of it in your body. If you understand the show I'm going to put up for free. I'm not going to charge for this show in the archive. This is my soliloquy. This is my epitaph. Very serious about this. Because you're going nowhere in holistic medicine if you don't understand this. You'll bend, you'll break, you'll crack. You'll listen to your radio shows and pat yourself on the back because you're so healthy. But the minute it falls in and you got something heavy, you'll run to the MD. You'll get cut. you'll get mutilated, you'll get drugged, and you'll go down. You got to understand the dynamics here. Let's talk about chiropractic. I graduated valedictorian of my class in 94, 6,000 hours, lots of science. I was given the clinician's award, but I couldn't receive it because they couldn't give me both honors. Chiropractic had it half right and half wrong. Every holistic profession has it half right and half wrong. Chiropractors say the flow of nerve energy, which they call innate intelligence. Acupuncturists call it chi. In yoga, they call it prana. The Vikings called it something else. Everybody's had a sense of this. But the chiropractic way of saying that you're shifting into parasympathetic, this parasympathetic zone, was to say, do you feel innate, the flow of innate intelligence? For 6,500 hours and almost 4 years, all I ever heard was the flow of innate. These are chiropractors that were going to jail, guys, in the 1950s. Dr. Jacobson, God bless him, did jail time. Nice Christian man. He knew what it was like to spend the weekend in the clink. Tough men. Veterans. Didn't care. Believed in their stuff. Innocent, though. Innocent. Because all they gave you was crack the back. That profession, driving its entire therapy on cracking the back. Sorry, it's not cutting it. Suppose a patient with neck pain has emotional issues. Suppose a patient with neck pain has a bad gallbladder. Suppose a patient's been in multiple accidents and has bundles of scars in the head and neck. In all three cases, you're not going to get parasympathetic flow. The flow of innate is not going to occur if you just adjust a neck when they've got emotional, toxicological, and scar tissues. And most importantly, if the patient's not screened for sympathetic dominance and they have neck pain, no therapy from chiropractic around the entire globe is going to work unless that is addressed. Now, hopefully, your chiropractor, your acupuncturist, and I don't think I'm going to have a chance to get to acupuncture today. So don't think I was leaving out the rest of holistic medicine. I only got to the chiropractic critique today. But I was going to go after acupuncture. Maybe another show. I want you to understand, over time, the pros and cons of each of these therapies. The evolution of these therapies. There are a lot of chiropractors, myself included, who integrate. So don't think if you're seeing a chiropractor, he's automatically not doing any of this. He may be, but he also may not be. All right, cut to the chase. What are you going to do about it? This mess. If any of you have a relationship with a holistic practitioner and you feel like you want to move the ball a little more, say the following. Say, Dr. Smith, how can I integrate another therapy into your therapy for a better return? And what therapy do you think it should be and why? In other words, see if your doctor has any real sense of integration or he's just putting his head down, doing his thing and not giving it a second thought. Do that. The show starts, we're not screened for autonomic balance. The show ends, ask your doctor. If you want to move the ball a little further, I want you to say to your doctor, Dr. Smith, it's been a while, I want to move the ball a little more. No, doc, I don't want to come here more times per week. I don't want to spend more money with you. I want you to tell me what you think I can integrate into my therapy, and don't let them off the hook. Ask them why. I just said a mouthful. If you're in relationship with a holistic doctor or therapist, and you want to know if they're thinking, ask them that question. you need to hear something like, Mary, I'm so glad you asked me this question. I've been meaning to tell you, but I've just been shy. You are holding so much emotion in your neck because of your husband and your marriage that, you know, I'm just frustrated. I don't want to tell you to go away, but unless this resolves, we're not going anywhere. Or Mary, you defecate once every 3 days, the backup in your colon up into your musculature of the brain and neck is outrageous. I'm so glad you asked. You're going to need to hear an answer like that. If you're not given an answer like that, if they're going to figure out some other way of getting you to spend more money with them, bad sign. Bad sign. Tell them to listen to my show. Tell them they drank the Kool-Aid. So there's your homework. Your homework is to get on straighttalk.cc and listen to this show again, because I just said a mouthful. Your homework is to ask your holistic doctor what I just asked you to ask. You have a great week. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.